You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Community-based care of Central Florida is starting a new campaign to raise awareness and funds for Children's Advocacy Center Osceola, which provides care for victims of abuse. The campaign is called CAC Rocks, and what it is sort of a scavenger hunt. With 200 painted rocks with words of hope and encouragement on them will be scattered throughout historic downtown Kissimmee. And anyone who finds a rock is asked to post about it on social media. And Orlando Health will donate $10 for each rock found. And here to tell us all about it is Danielle Abbey and Joy Chuba. Thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks so much for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
All right, let's talk about it. The Children's Advocacy Center Osceola. We'll talk about the event, but let's talk about the Advocacy Center. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the Children's Advocacy Center is a community-based center that is designed to assist children and families when they're going through a formal child abuse investigation. And the movement really, it's a national movement, and it really focuses on reducing the trauma and stress that children and their non-offending caregivers go through when a formal investigation takes place. And so all of the providers who are involved in an investigation gather to meet with the child and the non-offending caregiver at a community-based center. We provide all types of support, including specialized crime victim advocacy, and they get all the services that they would need during the course of an investigation, all the way through recovery.
Well, being a victim of abuse is horrible enough, but to go through it as a child must be horrific.
Yes, you know, over the last couple of decades, we've learned a lot about what trauma does to children. So it's really important that they get access to a community advocacy center where you can have specialized treatment, because there is hope for recovery. With the science we know about what trauma can do, what some of the long-term physical and mental health outcomes can be for those children if not treated effectively, and we can treat that effectively at the center. So we're hoping this campaign spreads the word about this resource available for survivors of childhood abuse so that they know that they can have hope and that they can recover.
Now, just to give you perspective on this, here's a statistic that is kind of sobering. One in five children experience abuse before the age of 18. That is significant.
It really is significant. In fact, child abuse and neglect is thought to be significantly underreported, and it is an issue that every community faces. No community is immune. And so identifying children who've been abused and giving them access to specialized supports so that they can recover and thrive after abuse is critically important. Last year alone in Osceola County, so this is calendar year 2017, the number of children who were reported to be abuse victims in Osceola County, the number was enough children to fill over 726 kindergarten classrooms. So you're right, it is a significant issue, and that's why it's so important that we get the word out for people to, first of all, to report any suspicions that they have to their local law enforcement or to the statewide hotline with the Department of Children and Families. And that number is 1-800-962-2873. So the first step is reporting abuse. But it's really important that we connect survivors with these specialized services in their community.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more in depth. If you are a victim of this, whether you're a child or an adult, it must be very difficult to get those folks to be able to make that first step.
It really can be. And one of the problems with child abuse, and child sexual abuse specifically, is that it breeds really in secrecy. And so if we don't talk about it, and there is some inherent shame that survivors talk about, that they feel like for some reason it was their fault. And so we as a community need to open up the discussion. And that's one of the goals of this campaign, to start the discussion, have our community talk about the issue openly so that survivors know there's support out there and know that folks understand the issue. Because you're right, a lot of folks are reluctant to report it.
And these are people that are actually, like, it's happening right now, and they feel like they're alone, right? And they just can't do anything about it. But that's why this program is great, because it brings awareness to that in a very interesting way. It's sort of a scavenger hunt. Now, it's sort of, you know, you're looking around for these hidden rocks, much like these kids who are sort of hidden away but are going through this abuse. Let's talk about the campaign.
CAC Rocks is a campaign that's designed to raise awareness and, of course, funds for CAC Osceola. And so trying to think about how can we do this in an innovative, engaging way. A lot of times when you think about child abuse, it's just a topic that's so uncomfortable. It's still taboo. It's something that people don't want to talk about. And so as Trey mentioned, because of that, it really breeds that sense of secrecy. And so by being able to create this campaign and generate interest to promote awareness about the services provided by CAC Osceola, we hope it's just a fun, lighthearted way to talk about a topic that is critical and is very serious. We just want to make sure that we're able to plug the Osceola community into CAC, whether it needs services, whether people need counseling, whether it's just even someone to talk and they aren't quite sure where to go. So be able to bring them awareness in this really just fun light, which also is able to engage them in that participation. And that's the whole point of CAC Rocks.
Now, these rocks were actually painted by 10 people who survived child abuse or who are helping children move past that, right?
Yes. So all 10 rocks were painted by either survivors of abuse or their caregivers. So in this specific instance, it's actually either their foster or their adoptive parents. And that's what really makes it so special. Many of the rocks were painted by children, and so you see messages that say hope or inspire, or little things of encouragement that they want others to know, both about how they felt about their own abuse and really what they wish that they could tell others. And sometimes it's just, you know, even an image to express their emotions and their thoughts about the topic. And so each rock is very special. It's not just our staff that has gone out and painted it. It's really those who have survived this themselves.
Now, these rocks, 200 of them, are scattered or will be scattered throughout historic downtown Kissimmee. And that includes in buildings like restaurants, banks, or even the Hart Memorial Central Library. Where else will the rocks be?
Everywhere. We can't give it away because there are some really great prizes attached to these rocks. But really, they're just going to be scattered around even outside. If you look down by a pothole, if you look beside a bush, if there's a curb, if there's a doorway, you can find rocks absolutely anywhere. And the really cool thing about them is that when you pick them up, there's instructions. You know, you see this rock and you're like, okay, this is really cool, but what do I do with this? And so each rock features instructions on how to take your camera out, you know, get your rocks, take a selfie using the hashtag CACRocks or tagging our Facebook page at CAC Osceola, and each and every rock has a unique number on it. And so those numbers assign with some really great prizes, like people can win an Echo Dot or a full basket of items from Tupperware or children's books. So it's not just a scavenger hunt where they're finding rocks. There's also some really cool things that are attached to it. And of course, we're so grateful to Orlando Health for donating $10 for every single rock found, because it's not just an awareness campaign, it's a fundraising campaign as well. And so that really helps us to be able to provide what we need for our children and families as they are going through that journey of healing after their abuse.
Now, the scavenger hunt will be from September 12th through October 12th, the month. And if you find a rock, you post it on social media, then you use hashtag CACRocks, hashtag CACRocks, to do that. You talked about the prizes. One prize you didn't mention, tickets to Disney.
Right. We actually have a really exciting event for this campaign that's happening on September 15th, where we're starting at the building of CAC Osceola and having this kickoff launch for just a really, really cool quest where for 9 a.m. until 12 p.m., we're asking the community to go out and find as many rocks as they can. And whoever finds the most and whoever brings them to us at the end of it, that person will win some tickets to Disney World. Just such a fun way to get involved and really be able to initiate those conversations and invite the family to take part. But there's also some really cool things in it for you as well.
That's true. And that's not that you need an incentive to do this, because the kids are incentive enough. But, you know, like you said, you can make a thing out of it, make it an office thing where you go around, you look for the rocks and post it on your website and your social media. And that's the whole point of it, to bring awareness to this problem. And certainly the kids are worth it. And the more we become aware of it, the more we'll recognize it when we see it, right?
Exactly. I'm sure Joy mentioned, you know, child abuse is an extremely preventable crime. And a lot of it is just because we don't talk about it and people don't take the time to learn what some signs and some indicators are. And so by hopefully being able to really promote those discussions and put that knowledge out there, someone really could save the life of a child, because they know. They know the hotline number. They know what to do in that situation. Even just finding one rock could really lead to a world of good that could sincerely change a child's life forever. We are always open to people that they aren't willing to participate or they want to just donate funds, we are more than happy to accept that as well. We have this $10 match from Orlando Health, but we invite anyone who would like to help support the center and the kids of Osceola to please feel free to go ahead and match that or just whatever at that moment in time that they're able to afford.
If we need to contact the Children's Advocacy Center, Osceola, if you are find yourself in that situation or you know somebody that is, how do we do that?
To contact the center, anyone can call here directly. We are a community resource. So if people have questions about services or about what to do with a specific situation, they can dial the center at 407-742-1545. And there's also information on our website. Our website is osceolakids.com.
OsceolaKids.com, and you can find out more information about how you can help someone or get help yourself or about the actual scavenger hunt itself. It's called CAC Rocks, and you just look around historic downtown Kissimmee, and you'll find these rocks. They're all painted, and they have these messages on them and instructions of what to do. And most important part of it is to tell everybody and show them that you found the rock and post it, take pictures, make a big deal about it, because that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to raise awareness for these kids and people who are going through this. It's horrible enough to go through it, but to think you're going through it alone, it must be devastating. So check it out. It's a CAC Rocks campaign. It's a scavenger hunt. 200 rocks in and around historic downtown Kissimmee, all in a campaign to raise awareness and funds for the Children's Advocacy Center of Osceola, brought to you by Community-Based Care of Central Florida. Well, Danielle Abbey and Joy Juba, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having us.